Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Seth Godin's tribes. Sophie, I have to ask, have you ever felt like you're supposed to follow some invisible script, and then you read something that just tells you to rip it up?
Hi there, Sam. Yes, absolutely. And that's exactly what this book does. Seth Godin argues that the whole factory model of work and life, where you do what you're told, fit in, and aim for the middle, is over. Instead, we're in the age of tribes, groups of people connected by a shared idea and a leader who dares to challenge the status quo.
Right? And a factory isn't just literal factories. It's any system that rewards compliance and punishes deviation. School, corporate jobs, even the way we use to market products, all designed to produce predictable, obedient people.
Exactly. Godin says that era is done. The internet has broken the barriers. Anyone can start a tribe. You don't need a title or permission. You just need an idea worth sharing and the courage to put it out there.
And that's the scariest part, isn't it? The courage. Because once you stand up and say, I believe this, you open yourself up to criticism. Godin calls it the courage to be wrong. Most of us are wired to stay safe in the herd, but the herd is exactly what you're trying to change.
Yeah. And he's really clear that a tribe doesn't have to be huge. In fact, he says a tribe of 1,000 truly engaged people is more powerful than 1,000,000 passive consumers. It's about depth, not breadth.
That's liberating. I think we've all bought into this idea that you need millions of followers or a huge audience to make a difference. But Godin says, no, just find your people, the ones who care.
And then connect them. He talks about the leader as a hub in a network. Your job isn't to control the conversation, but to start it and give the tribe tools to talk to each other. That's a huge shift from the old top-down model.
There's this term he uses, sheepwalking, which is basically going through life following the path laid out for you. And it's not an insult. It's just a description of a system that needed sheep. But now, the world needs people who think for themselves.
He also talks about the heretic, the person who challenges orthodoxy. Every great movement was started by a heretic. And the leader of a tribe has to be willing to be uncomfortable, to make enemies even.
One part that really got me was the idea that the biggest obstacle isn't lack of resources, it's fear of criticism. We're so afraid of being laughed at or being wrong that we stay quiet. But Godin says the most successful leaders aren't the ones who are always right. They're the ones willing to fail fast and learn.
And that ties into marketing, too. In the tribe era, marketing isn't about interrupting people. It's about telling a story to people who are already listening. You serve the tribe, and then they become your marketing department because they believe in the mission.
I love the example of the person who started a local knitting circle that turned into a global movement. Or the teacher who created a new way of learning that spread to other schools. They didn't have a big budget. They just had a clear idea and the guts to start.
Right. And Godin is very critical of modern workplaces that kill tribes. They prevent people from connecting and challenging authority. But the best organizations give people freedom to form internal tribes, experiment, and fail.
So what's the one thing you're taking away from this? For me, it's that I've been waiting for permission my whole life. And this book is basically saying, give yourself permission. You don't need a boss to tell you it's okay to lead.
That's beautiful. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So the big takeaway from Tribes, the factory is closed, the tribe is open, and all you have to do is walk through the door. We'll see you in the next one.